Welcome to In My Humble Opinion with Imran Anwar. In this edition of News Views, which is my look at the news as it's happening, unrehearsed, unprepared, completely on-the-fly comments, hopefully you will agree with my opinion. Even if you disagree, you're welcome to write to me at imran@imran.com. Anyway, on with the news. This, I am commenting not just as a newsman or a commentator. I am commenting on this as a Muslim. I am angry, I am horrified, and I am ashamed as a Muslim to see what was carried out by these suicide bombers in Baghdad yet again. Not only are they carrying out murder of men, women, and children in different civilian places in Iraq and different countries, they are putting Islam to shame. They are embarrassing Muslims around the world by carrying out the kind of action that they did today, which was the murder of 77 or 80 Iraqi Muslims in a mosque. These were people who were not going about doing anything but praying to God. And they were praying to God unrelated to their political affiliations, unrelated to what nation they came from. And they were praying to God that these suicide bombers and their leaders, the Al-Qaeda types, claim to represent. They are the people who think or they claim that they are doing Islam a service. People, these people are hijacking our religion. And what I am ashamed of is that fellow Muslims of mine will say, oh, that's too bad. You know what? It's George Bush's fault. You know where I stand on George Bush. You know where I stand on American policy in the Middle East. You know where I stand on the stupid, evil, dumb war that George Bush and his henchmen started in Iraq just to make Halliburton and Dick Cheney's friends rich. But people, Dick Cheney did not go into a mosque. Condoleezza Rice or Rumsfeld, did not go into a mosque to kill these Iraqis. These were two so-called Muslims, these were two so-called suicide bombers thinking that they are doing jihad. These are murderers, these are killers, these are evil bastards who should go to hell, who will go to hell, who are guaranteed a place in hell. I am no religious scholar, but I could be from any religion in the world, or I could be the most illiterate or the most educated man in the world. These are people and their leaders and their supporters. If you are supporting, or if you knew these people who went into a mosque and kill these 77 or 80 people, or in any house of worship of any religion, killing people in a house of worship, you are going to hell regardless of what you think you are doing. And what is a shameful, especially a shameful, is that not only are my fellow Muslims looking the other way and saying, oh, it's somebody else's fault, where are the religious fatwa issuing clerics? Where are all the leaders of Islam? Why are only a few press releases issued by socio-political Islamic groups condemning acts like this? Where are the mullahs who were there lining up to issue a fatwa against Salman Rushdie? I think Salman Rushdie is an idiot. I think giving his book that attention with that fatwa was the biggest service that the Iranians or the clerics could have done for him. But where are the fatwas on this issue? Why is no mullah? Why is no maulvi? Why is there no religious Islamic scholar speaking up and saying the attacks that are carried out in Iraq and in other places, killing civilians, especially people in a house of worship, are acts of evil. They are the acts of shaitan or Satan, and they are acts of people who are guaranteed a place in hell. God willing, inshallah, they will go to hell, and anybody who supports them will go to hell. That's how strongly I feel about what is happening in Iraq right now. And again, you know where I stand on the war in Iraq. You know where I stand on the Middle East. But this, people, is murder. And you as a Muslim, if you're a Muslim listener of mine, I would love for you to take action, pick up the phone or call somebody, go to your mullah and say, go to your maulvi in the mosque and say, Maulana, why have you not spoken up on this issue? Why are we Muslims placing our blame of political issues at the door of the White House where it belongs, but not taking responsibility or not having the courage, for God's sakes? We're Muslims. These are people hijacking our religion. And we are letting them do it, and we're looking the other way, if not making excuses for them. If that is the case, shame on us. And God forgive us, because God will not even forgive us for letting these kinds of people get away without us even saying something about the murder that is being carried out while maligning the name of Islam. That's how strongly I feel about it, people. Please, please, please speak up. Please speak up so that the rest of the world, your fellow Muslims and other human beings know Islam is a religion of peace. No, we're not going to roll over and die. If somebody comes crusading, we're going to fight. Absolutely. Every religion will do that. Every nation will do that. Every man will do that. Every family will do that. But carrying out these kinds of attacks are acts of shaitan or Satan, and I don't have the power to issue a fatwa, but if I did, this would be it. These are the people and their supporters. Anybody else planning attacks like this, you are going to hell, inshallah. Anyway, on to the next news item. This is very interesting because this is the other side of the coin. There is a debate going on right now, and it seems like the Anti-Terror Act, basically the Patriot Act, might stall in Congress here. Now, if you remember, after September 11, one of the things that happened was both parties, Democrats and Liberals, basically had a knee-jerk reaction, and the Patriot Act was passed, making it really easy for the government to carry out all kinds of surveillance on civilians and all kinds of people. Now, the problem with that was that in that time of emergency, a lot of people did question some aspects of the Patriot Act, but it was really passed without even members of Congress reading the act or reading the bill. So now it's up for renewal. Some of these are supposed to expire, some of these are supposed to become automatically renewed, etc. There's a debate going on, and that, folks, no matter where you stand on American policy, that at least you have to give Americans credit for. We in America at least have a system where you can disagree with the government. I can sit here and say George Bush is an idiot. I can say Dick Cheney is a corrupt crook, Halliburton enriching dictator number two. But I can say that and not have somebody knocking down my door, and I can have to say that without having somebody shoot at me in the streets. That at least please give America credit for, and as an American, I'm very proud of that, and I wish my fellow Muslims in other Muslim countries could see that these are the things America really has to teach the rest of the world, and hopefully we Muslims will also have more democratic norms in countries like Egypt and Pakistan and God knows where else. Forget about Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the news. That actor Blake was found liable for his wife's killing. I love this. I love this. This is a very strange situation, and we've seen this once before with O.J. Simpson. If you remember, he was that black athlete, movie star, who basically killed his wife, but they were not able to prove it because some stupid glove did not fit his hand. He had really, the fact of the matter, he had the money to buy the best lawyers to represent him and to get him acquitted, even though a separate court trial basically held him liable. And that is basically exactly what's happened with the Blake case. So in case you're planning on killing somebody, make sure you have a lot of money and make sure you have very good lawyers, because that's the best way to get away with it. House is set to vote on Iraqi troops. That's a very interesting thing. There's this Democratic member of Congress, I think. His name is Murtha, M-U-R-T-H-A. Sorry, I don't know if he's a senator or a member of Congress. Now, this guy's a Democrat, but he's actually a war veteran. He's an American war hero, basically. And like Senator Kerry, he in the past had actually supported the action on Iraq, because he felt, or he did not believe, that Bush and his henchmen would lie, would blatantly lie and make up stuff to convince the nation to go to war. And basically he has changed his mind, and he has started saying we need to get out of Iraq. So Mr. Murtha, I salute you. You're a war hero, and you're also a brave American for speaking the truth now. The interesting thing, though, is, and this I'm ashamed as an American, is that in some of the news groups and the discussion boards that I have seen, this man who has actually, him and Kerry, these are people who have risked their own life. They have gone to war for America, and they are being called traitors for opposing George Bush. George W. Bush is the guy who not only evaded the he dodged the draft of going into Vietnam, he didn't even show up for the duty that his father arranged for him to do on the U.S. soil. So basically we have a war-avoiding, draft-dodging president who's now commander-in-chief, who these people say is, you know, the next best thing since Jesus Christ, apparently, and apparently thinks he's doing Jesus Christ's work. But in the meantime, people like Murtha and Kerry, who speak up against the wrong things that the policy, that the American government is doing, they are now called traitors. That really is shameful. I think that's really horrible and shameful. And anybody who has served their country, I as an American can say Kerry and McCain and Murtha, they're heroes because they served their country. And the same thing goes for anybody in your country. If they have served your country and gone to war for it, doesn't matter what their political beliefs are, whether they agree with you or disagree with your stance, people, give them the respect. They fought for you, they've risked their lives for you, unlike George W. Bush, who, and like Cheney and everybody else in his cabinet, none of them have their children going to war in Iraq, by the way. So keep that in mind. Let's see who's the war hero and who's the war zero. Anyway, that's News Views. This is Imran Anwar with In My Humble Opinion. Make sure to write to me, imran@imran.com. And do visit the website, www.imran.com. Stand by for the URL. Thanks. This is Imran signing off.